Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see of the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings in the night, my love I bring to you.
All right. All right. My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is Real Talk for Real People Show. I, along with my brother and friend from New York City, Katriel, and additional help from time to time from Sister Hadora from Illinois, Sister Yehudith from Detroit, and Sister Abia from New York, who simply is our gatekeeper, keep us in perspective. Sometimes we get off point, sometimes we forget where we are, and she seems to keep us on the steady eddy, so to speak. Welcome to the Real Talk for Real People Show. But before we get started, let me give you some idea what the Real Talk for Real People Show is all about. See, the Real Talk for Real People Show is a study, an in-depth study, a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, trying to get you to understand it's about a relationship with him. You have to color between the crayons. You have to walk between the lines. You have to dot every I and cross every T. You can't assume anything or take anything for granted by chance and our happenstance. And that's the only way you can get something from the Most High. And that would apply also in our studies we found out about relationships when it comes to one another. You see, that's why we mistreat our women, mistreat our men, mistreat our children, mistreat anybody, period. If you think I'm lying, close your mind's eye and go to any one of our communities, universally. Go to our communities in so-called Africa. They want to chop up people, the shedding people, and children of women are hurt the worst in our communities. And also nationally, as far as this country is concerned, look at our ghetto communities. The same thing is applying in these communities because of the fact we don't know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. So we simply do anything. We mistreat our women, mistreat our men, mistreat our children, our youths, and so on and so forth. And matter of fact, we'll write a rap song about killing one another. We'll write a rap song about our women shaking their behinds, shake it, baby, don't break it. Oh, yes, it's true. And we'll try to get $1 million. Now they have the new agenda. I call it the Alphabet Crew. The Alphabet Crew wants to get the boys to wear dresses and the girls to wear pants because we don't know what to do. We just follow the lead of everybody. We want to be accepted by everybody. That's why we fit in everywhere. We don't fit into what we should be fitting in, but we certainly fit into everything that we should be fitting in. As a matter of fact, they let us lead their parades. Oh, it's true. So you, if you think you need the Real Talk for Real People study show, but we're here to help you. You see, the Real Talk for Real People study show has been into existence since 2013. We're not new to this, we're true to this. And in these studies, we try to get you to understand the dynamics of these relationships, how important they are to you. Because otherwise, you just follow anything and everything, every fad that comes along, you'll follow it. Because of the fact you don't know any better, so you'll follow anything. So what is going to happen now? We've completed the whole Torah, whole Old Testament. We didn't skip to the loo, my darling, on anything. We went from straight to the end. So we're going to do it over again. And we're going to do it over and over again. And we're not going to stop till the casket drop, mine or yours. Because these studies are important. You have to know who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing within the confines of that relationship with the Creator. And it certainly would apply in relationship to one another. So you can have some guidelines, some guiding posts. You see, in the psalmist said, his footsteps are our pathway. So if you're looking for a pathway through Black Lives Matter, marching, voting, protesting, crying, begging, you're following the wrong course of action. The Most High left instruction. He said, my pathway, my footsteps, or your pathway. So that's what we are trying to achieve in a Real Talk for Real People show. Trying to understand the Most High footstep, because therein lies our solution antidote to all that ails us, not only in these United States of America, this Western Hemisphere, but universally speaking. But before we get started, I want to thank our international listeners, study students, There's over 4,000+ people that listen and study Right Along With Us. And we're happy that you continue to study Right Along With Us. I'd like to thank Cartrell, my brother and friend from New York City, for his participation, his dedication, his love for the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, that he continues in this pursuit to bring our best efforts to bear in our studies. I'd like to thank Ima Hadora, who comes on from time to time. She has a lot of things going on, but nevertheless, she takes an opportunity every now and then to come on to help assist in the study. I'd like to thank Ima Yehuda of Detroit, Michigan. Quite often, she comes in and help from time to time. Most importantly, I'd like to thank Ima Abby of New York City. She helped right along with these studies also. She understands the significance of it through her studies. She thinks she's going to graduate. We don't give out graduation diplomas. It's an on-the-job training. It's a continual process, a continual evolvement. And that's what we offer in our studies. Praise be the name of Yah on the Real Talk for Real People show. But before we get started, you know I like to make comments about contemporary subject matters, ongoing. Perhaps one, and this is very significant. Larry Elders of California, a so-called brother who's trying to emulate the universal white race supremacist. He wants to pretend that he's Donald Trump. See, this is a classic example of a walking dead Negro, don't know who he is and what he is, and what he should be doing. So he's emulating the slave masters. You know how Donald Trump said, they stole the election from me. They stole the election from me. They just did the election. He lost, but he can't accept most. And so this so-called brother, Larry Elders, is trying to do the very same thing. As a matter of fact, he's following their course of action. He's trying to be like them. You know what we call him is classic, the classic black face of universal white race supremacy. Back in the day, they had another name for him, Coon. Uncle Tom. You know, they had name for this guy. Uncle Tom's captain, you know. And so basically, he's trying to do the very same thing Donald Trump did when he lost. So he's preparing to lose and preparing to lie about it, preparing to get. That's why I like our culture. See, our culture, we didn't have to go through all that. See, we knew who was sitting on the throne and the lineage from which the king was picked from. We knew who the high priests were, the lineage from the Aaronites, where they were produced from. We knew who the musicians were. We knew who the singers were. Everybody had their spot. We didn't have no feminism, no homosexualism. We didn't have all the isms they got going on now. The women knew that they were treated well in a Hebrew house, not like this Western Hemisphere. They knew they were treated basically like sisters. Oh, they could have been a wife, but they're still treated like sisters. And they weren't treated like the Taliban treat their women either. They were treated with the highest esteem and respect because they knew who they are, what they are, and what role they play. And everybody didn't play the same role. That's the problem with this country. Everybody wants to play the same role. Everybody, that's why you got some men walking around now with dresses on. Yes, they are. Because everybody want to play the same role. Men are not supposed to walk around with their dress and the mama high heels on, okay? They don't. They're supposed to walk around with pants on. And some women can wear pants, because some pants some women wear, I would wear anyway. They don't mean that men pants, it's just women pants, okay? But these guys, they took it to another level with the agenda with the alphabet crew. They got brothers walking around with dresses on, switching and swatching and trying to get the fellas to watch it. They got sisters think they're tougher than iron. This is a messed up Western Hemisphere culture. United States of America, universal white race supremacy, it is messed up, and you better believe it. Because don't nobody know the role, ain't nobody playing the role, and everybody confused about everything. And that's another reason why these studies are essential to your spiritual development, because of the fact they're not teaching you anything. Because if they were, we wouldn't be still killing one another, would we? We wouldn't be selling drugs in our community. We wouldn't be trying to prostitute our women and mistreat our children. And I neglected to say one thing when I was thanking everybody. We have a mascot on this show, 5-year-old Gregory from New York City. He's the mascot. Every time the show comes on, he runs to his mother, Brianna. Mama, Soup on. See, he don't know how to say Yum Soup Ari. So Gregory has made me soup, like a can of soup. I'm delicious. I'm nutritious. I consider it an honor for a five-year-old to think I'm delicious and quite nutritious. And he called Cartrell because he can't pronounce Cartrell. He calls Cartrell Coattail. Yes, we do hang on each other coattail. He ain't lying about that. So I want to thank young Gregory from New York City also. So before we get started in our study, let me introduce our fellow lead students. See, we're all students. See, Cartrell and I, we're not your teachers. We're not your professors. We're studying together like a study session. So we don't get the big head. Don't follow Yum Soup across the street. You may get run over by a car. But follow what we are teaching you. It'll get you everywhere safely. And that's what we're trying to provide for you. We're not your charismatic leader. We ain't trying to be that. We're just trying to get you to know all you need to know that you need to know in order to help solve your problems. So let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Cartrell. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari, Sister Abia, Ima Adora, Sister Yehudit. May the Most High bless you all and your families.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Very appreciate it. Very pretty. Love you, man. Love you, brother.
Love you, too.
Thank you, brother.
Sister's tougher than I, you know. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, they thank you, us. I mean, we got tough sisters. We got sisters that are tough. And they're tougher than those sisters that try to be tough on the outside. They're tough on the inside, where it really counts. So our Hebrew sisters are real tough. Don't get them twisted. Ain't nothing soft about them now. But they ain't trying to walk around and be men. They're beautiful on the outside, and they're tough on the inside, resilience. That's the kind of women we're looking for. Go ahead, Katya.
Yeah, so the system is trying to confuse everything, throw genders up in the air. You just choose one.
Pick anyone you want.
Yeah. They're not following Yah's code, although they say, in God we trust.
Right.
See, we're searching out the Most High's word, the word of Yah, and really... They just use it as a front. They swear on the Bible. They take oaths on the Bible. But they really don't know what's in it. Because what's in it is what we've read. And what we've read is Yah's code. Yah told us that man should not wear a dress or that which pertains to a woman. And a woman should not wear that which pertains to a man. And he also spoke on the LGBTQ stuff. A man should not lie with a man as with a woman. And vice versa. So.
You better believe it.
We know that Yah's word is enduring and it lasts forever. And the fact that you can graduate from being a slave to being a servant, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to graduate from being slaves with slave mentalities like our brother Larry Elder. We sick, Massa? He's a house Negro that Malcolm X talked about, right? We do graduate to be servants of Yah once we know the code. And all mankind should know the code because we should all be serving Yah.
Amen, brother.
It's very peculiar that when we're reading this word, Yah, that he has many different names. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Jacob and Yisrael. And he's the Holy One of Yisrael. And funny thing is you never see those terms in the New Testament.
No.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
No.
The God of Israel. The Holy One of Israel. Yet,
no.
You know, they worship a man as if he were the Holy One of Israel. And there's only one Holy One of Israel.
Right.
But suffice that to say, the Holy One of Israel got the world in a ball of confusion. You know General Mark Milley, right?
General Mark Milley. There was the general under Donald J. Trump.
Right.
That crook from New York.
They said they had to keep crazy Donald Trump from, like, pushing the nuclear button. And if he ever decided to do it, that the military had to come to General Mark Milley before they harassed the citizens like that.
I can believe it. Keep the nut away from the button.
The matter of fact, he called his counterpart in China and assured him that whatever Donald Trump say, don't worry about it. I got this.
We got this trick covered. Something wrong with it. You know, I saw what Nancy Pelosi had called General Mark Milley. That man crazy as hell. You know he crazy. Why y'all playing with this crazy man? And General Mark Milley gets off the phone. Yeah, he crazy. He said, she right. He crazy.
Unstable and dangerous. That's what Mark Milley called him.
And here's what caught you. The funny thing about that, fellow students, you still got these fools believing in what he's saying. He's the best thing since, if that's the best they got, this criminal from New York City, prison camp New York City, this criminal is the best they got. And y'all running around with your slaves' names as happy as you want to be. And you know, and don't even want to know your historical family names. You just happen to be a recipient of a slave name. And how cruel and inhumane is steal some people's identity from them. That is the cruelest and inhumane thing that any individual can do, which they did to us in these United States of America. Stealing someone's identity. Go ahead, Cartrell.
And it's so bad, they got a sister walking around dressed like Aunt Jemima down south somewhere with a Confederate flag talking about how people should be thankful to the white man.
Hey man, I think Gregory runs around. Little Gregory run around when the show is on. I think little Gregory stopped in his track when he heard that. Because it so stopped me in my track, brother, to hear you say that. For real, man. For real. We all be grateful.
Just like Aunt Mama.
We all
marching down with a Confederate flag talking about how people should be thankful to the white man.
That's another significant reason why we need the real talk for real people. See, our people messed up in the head. Our thinkers are broken. I mean, for her to talk about the same people that castrated brothers, raped sisters, raped little children, lynched us
for
others. Yeah.
Just on a whim. Pick a nigga.
Yeah. And just a lie, just a lie has got a whole family killed. A little white girl lying on a little black boy, so-called black boy, talking about, he looked at me, he touched me. Then he killed the whole family and burned down the whole damn neighborhood. And we supposed to be thankful? Man, something wrong with us, bro. Some of us are still delusional, Cartrell. Still delusional.
Most of us. Most of us.
I think Gregory stopped in his track again, country. Most of us. You're certainly
most
right
of
about
us that. Are delusional. Most of us.
I agree with you, brother. I agree with you on that, country.
But y'all letting loose his fury. I know they're getting battered in the Gulf Coast again with another hurricane.
Again.
And, y'all's not playing.
The fires and the West Coast, the hurricane and tornadoes here, COVID-19 running rampant. They fighting about whether or not to put a mask on. Man, it's crazy. I mean, come on, man, y'all, something wrong with y'all. And then you want to follow people. Universal right, race supremacy is a criminal court religious organization. That's all it is, a criminal court religious organization. It is the most powerful religion in the universe. See, they'll use all kind of states. They'll use every kind of religion. But let me assure you, the most powerful religion in the known universe at this time is universal white race supremacy. And it is
people doing all kind of evil things.
Exactly.
Like witchcraft.
Witchcraft, sorcery, the alphabet crew, whoredom, got our women up in New York or in the music industry just looking like little prostitutes. You know what I mean? They got them on these shows, Housewives or something, the housewife of this. They got that show, The Empire. I don't know if it's still coming on. I ain't never seen that crap. The Empire. You know, all kinds, everything they give us. Let me tell you what universal white race supremacy gives.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah, Tyler Perry. Old brother, looking like an old woman. And then Bruce Jenner used to be a fella. I don't know what the hell he is now. You know, an ugly looking white fella, looks like an ugly looking white woman. So
he's a lost soul.
He's a lost one. He certainly is a lost one.
You remember Bruce Jenner? He was that Olympic hero, a superhero. He won like five gold medals.
Yeah, he did. He was a bum. He was a bum. And now he's an old white woman. See, that's what universal white race supremacy helps format. It is a greater exporter. Universal white race supremacy is the greater exporter universally of homosexuality, lesbianism,
idolatry,
drugs, alcohol use. It is a greater exporter of that. And it's the linchpin to all wickedness, universal white race supremacy. And you better believe it. And we can prove it, too. And you'll find out in our studies that Yom Sufah Reef ain't lying. Well, Cartrell, are you done with your commentary?
Most definitely, yeah.
All right, brother. All right. Look here. Here's what we're finna do, fellow students. Get your maps out. We like to call our Bibles or Torah, however you want to call them, your maps, because they are your maps. And they're your medical device. It is your medical device because therein lies an antidote. And if you're looking for it in a pill, if you're looking for it in a vote, you're not going to get it. If you look anything remotely like me, or if you come from where I came from, okay? You're not going to get any solution through a vote. You're not going to get any solution, through a Black Lives Matter movement. We've been protesting and marching, begging and crying since we got here. And they've made promise after promise after promise. And yet we've yet to see those promises fulfilled. Why? Because whoever put you in this situation is the only one can get you out of this situation. So if the Most High put us in this situation, the Most High is the only one can get us out of this situation. So they can't fulfill a promise that they make to you. As a matter of fact, they're not prone to fulfill a promise made to you. They got warehouses of promises, but they just ain't going to give you, that's all they got. They ain't got solutions. They got warehouses of promises. Every 2 years, they give you a promise. Every 4 years, they give you a promise. They got them waiting for you, but very little solutions. So let's get started. The book of Ezra. I'm going to give you a few seconds to get there. May the Most High bless you. May the Most High bless us in our studies. Let's study, okay? Let the Most High footstep be our pathway. Therein lies our solution and our antidote to what all ails. All right. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, that's the time frame, when the word of Yah spoken by Jeremiah was the prophet, was fulfilled, completed. Yah can rouse people. See, Yah can rouse universal white race supremacy. He can rouse a fool like Donald Trump. Yah can rouse anybody to do anything he wants them to do, even unbeknownst to them. Here's what it's telling you. So if you're looking for a solution, stop the praying, crying, begging, and whatnot, and run into the vote booth. See, Yah can rouse anybody to do anything he wants them to do, and you better believe it. So Yah roused the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia to issue a proclamation throughout his realm by the word of mouth and in writings as follows. He was feeling some sort of way about the Hebrew Israel because Yah roused him to feel this way. He didn't feel this way by inclination. He felt this way by persuasion of Yah. He could persuade him. He could persuade me to try to get up and jump off that building and fly and break my neck. Persuade you to do anything. So it ain't no joke. I'm saying this, and I'm not trying to be facetious or ugly. But Yah can persuade anybody at any given time to do anything he wants them to do. Even someone like Donald Trump. Even some people like universal white race supremacy, where they think they're in control of everything. Thus, what's that, Cartrell?
Donald Trump thought he or thinks he's the reincarnation of Cyrus.
Yeah, a reincarnation of King Cyrus without the inclination of being persuaded by the Most High. And that this man, because those men back then, they were aware of Yah. They knew Israel. So they knew Yah. They weren't scared of Israel. They were scared of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. That's who they were scared of. Okay? So they knew about him. So he was, because of his fear of Yah, not because he was scared of the Israelites. He was scared of Yah. And Yah persuaded him. I don't know how he persuaded him. Yah ain't gave me that information. But I know he was persuaded. Let's see how what that persuasion looked like. Go ahead.
Prophet Isaiah had predicted 150 years before Cyrus was born, King Cyrus was born,
right,
that he would be born and he would do what he's going to do.
Exactly. So, Yah, what should that tell you? And what does that tell you? It tells you Yah can persuade anyone to do anything, whatever the Most High wants them to do, even your enemies. You may have some enemies right now that don't like you. They hate you. But if you plug into Yah, what does Yah become for you? If you plug into Yah and you're humble to Yah, you have a contrite heart, what does Yah offer you? Yah offers you a rock for you to stand on. He offers a buffer and a shield for you to hide behind. He offers a strong tower for you to run to. Okay? Yah is your defense mechanism. So you can put up your slingshots and your BB guns and them one-shot pistols y'all got, because y'all ain't got no money to buy no bullets, okay? So you can put all that up. You don't need all that. If you're a contrite and you're humble to Yah, Yah even protect you from COVID-19. You better believe it. See, there's a lot of people running around like Chicken Little with their head cut off. You ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to run around like Chicken Little with your head cut off. Just put your trust in Yah. Be contrite to him. When you're wrong, get it right and keep it moving. Keep plugged into Yah. And that's what we're trying to emphasize in these studies. Keep plugged into Yah, because he run everything and everybody, whether they know it or not. All nations. So let's get back to our studies. Thus, King Cyrus of Persia, Yah, Elohim of heaven, has given me all the kings. He even knew, look here, this king knew this. He knew from where he got all this from. What did he say about Yah? Thus say King Cyrus of Persia, Yah, Elohim of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth and has charged me with building him a house in Jerusalem, rebuilding the temple, which is in Yehuda, the land of the Yehudites. Any one of you, any of you, of all his people, his Elohim, be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem that is in the land of Yehuda, and build the house of Yah Elohim of Israel. The Elohim that it even he knew where he was. The Elohim that is in Jerusalem. And all who stay behind, wherever he may be living, that the people of his place assist him. Now, if you ain't going to go back, if you ain't going to go back with them that want to go back and rebuild, let you assist them. Assist them with silver, gold, goods, and livestock, besides the free will offered to the house of Yah that is in Jerusalem. Because he knew it was not incumbent upon the Persians to do this. He knew this. It was incumbent upon the Hebrew Israelites to not only build the temple, but to offer assistance in whatever way they could offer, financially, and so on and so forth. So the chiefs of the tribes of Yehuda and Benjamin, the two tribes that were left remaining, and the priests of the Levitical tribe, and all Hebrew Israelites of the remaining tribe left over, of the remaining 10 tribes, whose spirit had been roused by Yah, got ready to go up to build the house of Yah that is in Jerusalem. All their neighbors, see, Yah can make your enemy your footstool. All their neighbors supported them with silver vessels, with gold, with goods, with livestock, with precious objects, besides what had been given as a freewill offering. King Cyrus of Persia, he even released the vessels of Yah's house. He had them in his control, which Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, had taken away from Jerusalem and had put in the house of his God. Thus, King Cyrus of Persia released through the house of Mithridate, the treasurer, who gave an inventory of them to Sheshbaza, the prince of Yehuda. This is the inventory: 30 gold basins, 1,000 silver basins, 29 knives, 30 gold bowls, 410 silver double bowls, 1,000 other vessels, and all 5,400 gold and silver vessels. Sheshbaza bought all these back when the exiles came back from Babylon to Jerusalem. We're going to stop right there for the day, but Cartier has some other studies. But before Cartier get into his studies, his study sessions that he's the lead on in the Psalms, I want Cartier to give us a commentary on what was read.
Yes, sir. We know that Ezra was a priest.
Right.
He's a descendant of Hilkiah, and
okay.
He existed under King Josiah.
Okay.
We remember did that cleaning up of Jerusalem when he was king.
Right.
But the fact that King Cyrus allowed the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple,
right.
How many Israelites you think should have went?
Everyone should have went. But that's how we think in America.
Yeah.
You got Hebrew Israelites.
I'm making that comparison.
Right. In America. And universally speaking, I much rather stay in America. If y'all was to call us back to the land now, so I'm going to look at y'all, gonna hand y'all thing. I'm going to tell you who your name is. I'm going to tell you who your historical houses are. I'm going to tell you everything. I'm going to tell you what you didn't know and then what you need to know. So now I ain't going nowhere. I'm waiting on my voting rights. They owe me something. Come on, bro. You see what I'm saying?
Sound like Larry Elders, man.
I certainly do. I certainly do. Go ahead, brother.
You see, it says the leaders of Yehuda and Benjamin. So who does Yah call upon? He called upon the leaders of the nation.
Right.
Along with the priests and the Levites, who
mm-hmm.
all those whose minds Elohim had stirred. So he ain't
right.
stirring anybody's mind because everybody's heart
no.
is not right.
Right.
So if the Most High stirs you, don't worry about everybody else, because everybody else ain't being stirred by Yah.
Exactly.
And once you were stirred, you got to help the ones that stirred.
Right.
And they got ready to go up in order to build the temple of Yah in Jerusalem. All their neighbors assisted them. We ain't getting that today, yo. Y'all niggas, what y'all wanted to be. No, we ain't with that.
Right.
But here, in ancient time, they had a semblance of togetherness. All
mm-hmm.
right, we see y'all going back to build the walls of Jerusalem and rebuild y'all's temple. We're going to give you silver, gold, equipment, animals, expensive gifts, not
mm-hmm.
to mention, you know, all the voluntary offerings that they offered to help the brothers and sisters.
You know, I like what you say, Katria. At least we had some sense of unity. Right
yeah.
now, we are senseless, okay?
And also King Cyrus, how
mm-hmm.
he was obedient to Yah, the Elohim of heaven, right?
Right.
He wasn't
right.
self-centered. He wasn't egotistical.
Mm-hmm.
He followed Yah's instruction. And if it wasn't for him, that temple wouldn't have been rebuilt. So
exactly.
he took credit. He said,
right.
the Most High appointed me to rebuild his temple, not any of you Israelites. He appointed me to do it, you know, for him. And I'm allowed
to do it. You know
left.
What? They didn't even question it.
Nope.
They didn't say,
hey,
man, what are you talking to you for? We ain't going back there. He need to be talking to me. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. They ain't care about none of that. They just care. Look here. If that's what the Most High said, you know, I'm cool. I'm good. I'm going to go back and do, I'm going to play my part. You know, he wouldn't like some of us who like titles and like to be in charge of nothing.
Right.
Go ahead, Katya. Go ahead, bro.
So the prophet Ezra, which means Yah's our help. They say he probably wrote First and Second Chronicles, and they attribute the 119th Psalm, the longest psalm in a book of Psalms, to the prophet Ezra. He is the one who began, you know, putting the prophets together to make them write down their prophecies and whatnot. And his mission was to bring Israel Yah's word, which is our mission, which should be every generation's mission, to bring Yah's word to the people. And while they were in Babylon, they didn't really repent like they should have, which is why all of them didn't leave when they had the opportunity. But that's neither here nor there. Do you know that there's a cylinder that King Cyrus created that they found that verifies the story?
Right, yeah. I heard about the cylinder, the Citiform, something to that effect, the name Citiform.
Cyrus cylinder.
Yeah.
In the British Museum.
Right. But you know, they still everything. I'm not surprised it's in the British Museum because they still every damn thing they run across. You know, like I told fellow students, you know, a long time ago in our studies, they said we are monkeys. And I said, I beg to differ from that. Y'all are monkeys. I said, because monkey is not his hair color. That's his hair color. If he's gray, that's his hair color. If he's a silverback in the back, that's his hair color. But if you shave a monkey, what does a monkey look like? If you shave a monkey and he's still every damn thing he put his hand on. So what I'm saying, don't call us no damn monkeys because we ain't no monkeys. Monkey look more like you because you the one look like him and you still every damn thing you put your hands on. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Well, I don't know where that came from, but I know that if you look up Google King Cyrus, they got drawings of him that make him look like, you know, Arabic or part European. But if you look at the ancient depictions of King Cyrus on the walls, he got dreadlocks and curly beard, and he looks like a brother.
Well,
yeah, you
got
to see the ancient depiction of King Cyrus, not how they try to draw him, huh?
Yeah, well, most of all the folk back there look like brothers because they look like brothers, you know, truth
exactly.
Be told. So they got whitewashed. They did look like brothers, but they tried to whitewash them because they done made the Mizarines, the y'all call the Egyptian, they done made him look like Charlton Heston.
And your brother.
And your brother.
From Russia.
From Russia. Your brother from Russia. They done made all the Egyptians look like Russians. Now, if that was the case, let me ask y'all a question. Now, if the Egyptians look like Russians, how in the hell did Joseph end up hiding among them, being able to deceive his brothers, a white boy hiding? Okay, let me rephrase that. Now we know
the Russian Jew.
That's what I'm saying. But we know the Egyptian didn't look like white folks in no shape, form, or fashion. No way. They were Hamites, meaning they were so-called dark-skinned people. And the Shemites, which is us, were dark-skinned people. They were two brothers. So a Shemite could hide among the Hamite and not be detected. And a Hamite could very well hide among the Shemites and not detected. Okay? There ain't no damn way a fellow from Russia was hiding among them folk. Talking about, and his brothers came along, they were white folk, and he came along and found, hey, that's our brother. That's what they would have said. But the fact of the matter is this. They look like Hamites. Hamites look like them. So he could put on Egyptian artifacts and dress, and 20 years later he could deceive his brothers. They wouldn't even know what he looked like. No, that ain't Joseph. He dead. We sold him off to the Mizarines. That ain't Joseph. He looked like an Egyptian. That don't look like our brother because they didn't know because he looked like them and they looked like them. But they done whitewashed history. Well, they lying and you talking about the university at that time was white. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Go ahead, Katria.
They call that psychological warfare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they control the images. They tell the story, and they tell it the way they want to. They don't tell the truth. We know that they speak with a forked tongue. They
you
tell the story with forked tongue. They show their movies with forked tongue. They're lying.
You
say the hand was turned black. Why are you trying to take the Egyptians and make them white? You said
right.
Hand was cursed black. When you go to Western Institution, hand was cursed black. Okay. You say hand was cursed black. And who was his children? Mizraim was one of his sons. So
right.
Now all of a sudden he's white?
That's a miracle, Katria. That's a miracle.
Yeah. Flip-flopping. You can't flip-flop him. So we
they
know that,
that
God saw Egypt, the land of Ham.
Right.
In scripture, we call Egypt, Mizraim, the land of Ham. The Philistines are Mizraim. The Canaanites are Mizraim. Abraham married an Egyptian, and Abraham
mm-hmm.
was a Shemite.
Right.
So Hagar was Egyptian. Joseph's wife was Egyptian.
Exactly.
He brought his brothers down into Egypt to get wives from Egypt. They was all Egyptian. All right?
Exactly.
So the children of Israel married Ham, whether they
right.
were Canaanites or Egyptians or Ethiopians. How
right.
y'all turn white?
Cool.
That was the big fat lie.
The Roman Pope went down and made them. Okay. There may be some truth in that.
The history of Iran is linked to King Cyrus. You know that, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
The history of the Iranians is linked.
Yep.
Right. The Medes and the Persians. That
they
was the Persian
of,
Empire.
Yeah. Yeah, that was part of the Persian Empire.
Yes.
That along with some portion of Afghanistan, Turkey, and other regions were part Pakistan was part of the Persian Empire.
Yes. And they showed the Persian Empire when the Greeks came along, right? The 300. And they fighting the Persian army.
Right.
That's when we get a glimpse of the Persian. And they don't really portray the ancient Persians like they really look. But
right.
after the Persian Medio Empire came the Greek Greco-Roman Empire.
Right.
So there's an Iranian connection with the nation of Israel that
right.
we're not really aware of, but they are.
Right.
Other people
yeah,
in the world know them.
Mm-hmm. We just don't know ourselves. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Katria, that was very, very informative and in-depth. Commentary, and we're very appreciative of you. And as I said, I can't thank the Most High enough for you, bro. I'm very appreciative. That being said, Katria, since you made your commentaries, we're going to move along into your segment of the studies. In the book of Psalms, a song, maybe by Asaph, maybe by King David, we don't know, but we love them all. Katria, we're all ears, brother.
No doubt. Just want to be by Levite singer, Asaph, he wasn't a king.
No,
singer, yeah.
He was like the Gerald Avert of that time, but he was singing sex songs.
Gerald Avert, I think he ranked higher than that.
what would be Marvin Gaye of that time?
You could say Luther Vandross, I don't know, man. Eddie Kendricks, Smokey Robinson.
He could blow. Asaph could blow. We knew that. Yeah.
Yep. Chosen singer. The best
mm-hmm.
of the best.
Exactly.
And you know, we got some monsters in our crew.
Yeah.
But Ezra and Nehemiah were partners. I meant to mention that. Ezra, the prophet, and Nehemiah. So
okay.
after the book of Ezra, we go into Nehemiah. But they were like Joshua and Caleb in their work
okay.
and what they were doing.
Okay.
So we go to
that's a good bit of tidbit information that they need to know
yeah.
also.
Yeah, you gotta connect the dots. So your theme is keep plugging into Yah, right? That's what
exactly.
you said.
Keep plugging.
Watch what Asaph the singer says, because he's right in tune with your theme.
Okay.
Shout for joy to Elohim. Give thanks and praise to the Most High, the Holy One.
Hey, excuse me, Katria. 81. Oh, 81. Okay, 81.
Yeah. 81st Psalm.
81st Psalm, everybody. Turn your pages, your maps. Go to 81. right quickly.
This is our spiritual connection, our reboot with the Most High Yah. You know how computers reboot? You got to reboot.
Right. Yep.
On a spiritual level. So how do you do it? Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel. We thank you for our brother Asaph and King David and Moshe and all those who contributed to how we reboot in the spiritual realm to connect, reconnect with you, our Creator. The God that everyone is looking for, but nobody seems to be able to find. Shout for joy to Elohim. Why? He's our source of strength. Shout out to the Elohim of Yaakov. See, that's a phrase you don't see in the New Testament. The God of Jacob. What's your book say? Does it say the God of Jacob?
Yeah, mine said, make a joyful shout to the Elohim of Yaakov.
Right. Never see that in the New Testament.
Right.
Sing a song and play the tambourine. The pleasant sounding harp and a 10-string instrument. Sound the trumpet on the day of the new moon. That's what we're supposed to do every new moon. How many new moons in a year?
I don't know. How many is it?
About 12, right? 12 months of the year.
Right. Okay. All right.
We're supposed to celebrate that too, not just the Sabbath. He said, and on the day of the full moon, when your festival begins, that's a big clue. Because a lot of our people try to know when the holy days come in. This gives you a clue right here. The new moon and the full moon. You're supposed to celebrate.
I'm looking it up, Katya, as you're speaking. How many full moons? Okay. Go ahead, brother.
For observing the festival is a requirement for Yisrael. It is an ordinance given by the Elohim of Yaakov. You got that name again, the title, the God of Jacob.
Yeah, Katriel and fellow students, my apologies for the interruption. 12 full moons.
So every month, there's a celebration in the land of Israel.
Right.
I don't know if that's going on now. I doubt it.
No, not there. And it's in Katriel and fellow students. And now and then, a year has 13 full moons.
Exactly. Yah decreed it as a regulation in Joseph when he attacked the land of Mizraim. So when he attacked Mizraim, he gave these decrees and regulations to the nation of Israel. He says, I heard a voice I didn't recognize. Yeah, you know what that voice was? Us getting that whip ass in Egypt. And we cried out to Yah. But I heard a voice I didn't recognize.
Well, we get the whoop ass here, universally speaking. But
we ain't crying out yet.
No, they cry. Yes, they are. They're crying to the wrong thing, Katya. They're crying for Black Lives Matter. They're crying for a vote. They're crying for equal rights and equal justice. Oh, you hear the voice, but it's crying to the wrong people for the wrong things.
Yah says, I removed the burden from his shoulder. His hands were released from holding the basket. You know that basket, right?
Exactly.
You know what that basket was?
Took that basket, lift that bale.
Make that brick without no hay. Yeah, that basket. In your distress, you called out, and I rescued you. You called out in your distress. I heard you and rescued you. Who did that? Yah. I answered you from a dark thundercloud. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. I said, listen, my people. Now y'all claiming us. Who we belong to?
The Most High.
I will warn you, O Israel, if only you will obey me. What's our mission?
Obey the Most High.
There must be no other deities among you. What's the first instruction?
No other deity.
No other God.
No other God.
You must not worship a foreign god.
Yeah, the God of your enemy. The God of your enemy goes to solve your problem, huh?
Yeah, we talking about the God of Jacob, right? Because he announced himself as who? The God of Israel, the God of Jacob, right? That's what we're talking about.
Bro, 402 years they've been calling on the God of their enemy. Where is their solution? Where is their vote? Where's that Black Lives Matter? Where is any of that? It goes to show you that the Most High didn't lie. You wouldn't get no answer from the gods of your enemy. Okay?
I got another question for you.
Go ahead, Roger.
Where is the love?
You said,
where
my
is the love?
To the end of time. I ain't no ASAP, but I have what care a note in the bucket, okay?
You know them lyrics, though. Where's the love?
Yep.
Ain't no love, bro.
Nah. Forget about
ain't
it.
No love. Once I said, there must be no other gods among you. Number one, you must not worship a foreign god. There's plenty of foreign gods, ain't there? And we know every one of them. Because he worships every one of them.
They got warehouses of them, Cadrell. They just don't do you no good. They just don't do you any good.
Right.
That, they call them religion.
Exactly.
Religions.
The Most High says, though, I am Yah, your powers, your Elohim, the one who brought you out of the land of Egypt, Mizraim. What does he say for us to do? Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. That's a servant of Yah. But my people did not obey me. Is that true? Have we ever obeyed Yah? From my history, have we ever?
Still don't.
Israel did not submit to me. Have we submitted yet? Do we intend to?
You better. If you ain't, you better.
And if you don't, guess what he said? I'll give you over to your stubborn desires. They did what seemed right to them. If only my people would obey me, what would happen? If only Israel would keep my commands, what would happen? Then I will quickly subdue their enemies. Oh, snap.
What?
Their end lies in the antidote.
What?
He said, what did I say by antidote? Right. What did I say by antidote? Their end lies in the antidote. Not marching on Black Lives Matter. Not marching in the gay parade. Not trying to march to get a vote. It didn't say nothing about that. It said,
so this is why the ABC boys mess with you,
That's why they try to undermine me. Oh yeah, I'm the one they try to undermine the Real Talk for Real People show. We are ambassadors of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, and we speak what the Most High said. So yeah, they're gonna undermine or try. They make futile attempts to undermine this show, but that's been since 2013. We've gotten used to it, but they hadn't gotten used to us. It goes without saying. We're going to do what we do and let them do what they do, okay?
So he's not talking about individuals, right?
No.
He said, if my people, who is Yah's people?
Plural.
The nation of Israel,
right,
that he brought out of Mizraim.
Exactly.
If only Yisrael would keep my commands, then I will quickly subdue their enemies and attack their adversaries, which he's doing now. Because some of us are subduing ourselves and obeying Yah's command.
Exactly.
Right? And they're being attacked. You could call them hurricanes, tornadoes, West Coast fires. Yah's attacking the enemy.
Yep.
May those who hate Yah cower in fear before him, because he's coming. He's going to magnify himself. He's going to introduce himself to all mankind. If you've been calling on foreign gods or false gods and you haven't been obeying him, he says you're going to cower in fear before him. May they permanently be humiliated. Permanent humiliation. I would feed Israel the best wheat and would satisfy your appetite with honey from the rocky cliffs if we only obey.
Therein lies your solution.
That goes back to what you said. Keep plugging into Yah. How do you plug into Yah? It's right in front of your eye.
Right.
You tell
but see, he gave it. Kadra, what do you say all the time? You and I, we are two peas in a pod. Open book test. That's if you want to follow the open book.
You got the book. I got the book. All God's children got the book. We all got the book.
Follow the book. It's an open book test. Don't make this hard, brothers and sisters. That's the problem. We make everything hard because we want to lean to our own understanding. And that gets us in a whole lot of trouble. It ain't cute. It ain't pretty. And you look ugly at doing it. Everything you do look ugly at doing it. Okay? Because you're trying to follow the alphabet boys and girls. You want to march in their parades. You want to whore our women out. You want to mistreat our little children. You want to make them out of little pelophiliates. You want to sell drugs in our communities. You want to do everything, and you want to kill each other by the dime a dozen. And you think you're going to solve your problems by virtue of doing that. You're crazy.
And everything you mentioned disobeys what the Most High is commanding us to do, right? Which
everything
is why adversaries are trying to kill us.
Right.
How are they trying to kill us?
Right. Everything I just mentioned. You have both mentioned. We're doing just the opposite of the Most High said. The Most High said, love your women. Love your husbands. Love your children. Take care of the widow. Take care of the needy. Take care of the orphans. Look out for another. Watch each other's back. Not stabbing knives in it. But we're doing just the opposite of everything. The Most High said, don't be lying with no man if you're a man. The Most High said, if you're a woman, don't be lying with no woman. You know, like that's a relationship. Pretty soon they'll have you lying with monkeys and goats. And some of you will go right along with it. You're marching the goat parade. You're marching the monkey parade. Because wherever they tell you to go, you seem to go there. But wherever the Most High suggests that you go and follow him. Oh, I ain't listening to Yom Su, the old ass nigga. He don't even know what he's talking about. I'm not listening to that Cartier, that old damn fool. Don't know what he's talking about, that old time and stuff. I'm modern. I'm new. I got things going on. They don't know what's happening. Things is changing. It's okay for a fella to wear a dress and march in the parade. It's okay for a lady to look like a fella and act like one. It's okay to beat, slap, hit your women in the mouth and treat them any old taggy old messy old way. It's okay to just mistreat your little children. Ain't nothing, because I'm modern. Those guys, they're dinosaurs. They're talking about
homophobic.
I ain't scared of no damn. I thought it says I'm going to apologize on that now. Because I'm not scared of no homosexual, okay? I just don't cater to the lifestyle. Do that make me scared of them? I'll walk up in the band of them, you know, but I ain't scared of them. I'm not scared of homosexuals. How's he going to try to make me homophobic? I'm just telling the truth, okay? So, no, I'm not scared of homosexuals, okay? I'll walk up into a band and walk out, okay, with my pants still on, okay? So, no, I bar none. As long as the Most High footstep is my pathway, I bar none. I'm like King Dawood. I bar none. And I ain't afraid of nobody. Long as I'm following, did y'all hear what I said? I ain't walking up in there without no y'all now. Because I may run out there with my pants on. What I'm saying, I make sure I'm plugged in. I ain't going nowhere when I'm plugged into y'all. And his footstep is my pathway. I ain't going nowhere. And I better be scared. You better believe it. But I ain't scared of nothing because I stay plugged in. And it is what it is. And it does what it does. And that's what Cartier said. Stay plugged into y'all. That's what I said. Stay plugged in. And that's why we're doing this do-over. And we'll continue doing this do-over. Because until you learn the significance and importance of your relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, you're going to be totally confused about everything, and you're going to follow anything. Cartier says a lot. He says something about the fact if you don't know Yah, you'll fall for anything. And simply because of the fact you're not in a relationship with Yah, you're falling for everything, in anything. Any fad that comes along, you fall right, and matter of fact, you're leading the parades in doing so. So I'm not lying. And no, I hate anything that comes up against Yah. And that's the way he is. I'm not scared of anything that comes up against Yah. But I hate anything that comes up against Yah, whatever that may be. If it's me, I hate me if I come up against Yah. Because I got some love for Yah. Because Yah got some love for me. You know, Yah took care of me. Even in my mother's womb. Yah took care of you in your mother's womb. Yah made you that very special sperm that outbeat all those thousands of sperm to get to the ovary in your mother and produce you. You are an exceptional individual because Yah made you exceptional. So don't never let nobody tell you that you're black, you ugly, you less than, because you're not black, you're not ugly, you're not less than. You are important. You are significant. Okay? But they have told you that. And you become that. You become the monster that they said you are. It's true. Because you refuse to heed the word of Yah. You refuse to stay plugged into him. You refuse to let his footstep be your pathway. You let everything be your pathway. You follow any pathway of any day. And you're a hot mess as a result of it. Contrary, my dear brother and friend, what is your commentary on what you just studied, or anything we studied for that matter?
I'm 65. I ain't never seen a sister walk around like Aunt Jemima carrying a Confederate flag talking about.
You've seen it now. You've seen it now.
Yeah. You should be thankful. No,
oh,
thankful
right?
To the Most High, yeah.
Is
he opened
right?
Up our eyes in time so that we don't fall for the okey-doke that many of our people are falling for. And
exactly.
And I've said that many would hate the ways and the codifications that Yah put down for us to mm-hmm. live in this gift of life that he's given all of us, and we refuse to follow his way, even though he knows
exactly.
Best. They're going to be humiliated permanently. Permanent humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they don't want to humble themselves now. So we humble ourselves now.
Mm-hmm.
Clay, Yah's continue to develop, build us in his creation, to make us what he wants us to be, not what we want to be in our own eyes, but he's serving Yah and putting his word out there. So things will be better in the world to come.
Yeah, Katja, I like that word you just said, Katja. It holds a very lot of significance. The word humble, humbling yourself to Yah and each other. And you can get somewhere with that. You can get somewhere with that, but you can't get nowhere with arrogance and pride toward Yah and one another. But you can get somewhere with humility. I like that word. I do apologize, Cartrell.
Oh, no, go right ahead. That's
don't you
word.
Think so, Cartrell? Don't you think you can get it?
So.
Yeah, okay.
Matter of fact, most I love Moshe, the prophet. Why? Because he was humble. The
mm-hmm.
people loved Moshe, at least for a
mm-hmm.
while, because he was humble. Mm-hmm. He talked to everybody. He wasn't above anybody.
Right.
But he was so powerful.
Well, see, Katja, when you're humble, you can have a relationship with Yah. You can have a relationship with your women. You can have a relationship with your children. You can have a relationship with any Hebrew Israelite because you value them. You value what they have to say. You value them. Right. You value them because, most importantly, Katriel, because the Most High values them. And how can you not value a brother or sister? How can you value them less than what the Most High values them at? Because you understand the significance of it. It's all about relationship, people. You got to have the linchpin relationship established before you can exercise the other relationships. You got to establish that relationship with Yah. And then you can establish a relationship with your brothers and sisters, your wives or husbands, your children, or any Hebrew Israelite child. May it be yours or not. You can have a constructive and positive relationship with them. You don't have to be the father of the child. You don't even have to be connected with the child. As long as that child is a Hebrew Israelite, conscious or unconscious. That's why Gregory, though Katria and I have no per se family ties with it, although we're all blooded in as Hebrew Israelites, Gregory holds significance because we know he's a Hebrew Israelite boy. And that's why we value him. We call him the mascot of this show. As we value all Hebrew Israelite boys, value, and girls, conscious or unconscious, as we should. Sometimes we can't get along with them because of their confusion, their misdirection, but we try to. And those that we can, we love it, in the case of Gregory, and so on and so forth. You know, so that being said, establish that first relationship, that linchpin, and then everything else has a domino effect. You have a constructive, you learn to have a constructive relationship with your women, your husband, any one of us. And you would try to have one, although sometimes you can't. And you'll know when to get away from it. You'll know that they're fools. And yes, we do have fools among us. And you'll know sometimes you have to walk away from a fool, the Most High said. You don't sit there arguing with them. They don't want to hear what Yah says. You go about your business. You walk away from a fool. And let the Most High deal with them. But it won't be said, and that blood won't be on your hand. Because of the fact they didn't want to hear you. That's on them. Well, Cartier, do you have a closing remark before we get ready to get out of here?
I was going to speak on the humility of King Cyrus.
Go ahead, brother. By all means. By all means.
The fact that he was a foreign king, like Necho, king of Egypt, shows that the Most High communicates with other nations as well. And they were willing and obedient according to the command that Yah gave them, which showed their humility, King Necho. And King Cyrus, the Most High is not, you know, he's not like that closed-minded to where he's not going to speak to all of his creation. So we see that King Cyrus had the humility enough to take himself out the way and do what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob told him to do. And the Most High loved King Cyrus. He showed him favor. And like you say, all nations need to plug in and connect with the Most High because he's there for everybody to connect into. You just got to be willing to follow his codification and be obedient to his instructions and commands. And we above all people, because we are his servant that he chose when we called on him, he heard the voice that, you know, like, who's this voice calling on me to help him? And our fathers called on him to help him. He helped them, rescued them, but they were disloyal to him. So we know the story, and we have to make up for that. That's what
God is
asking us to do.
Amen. And yes, all nations, as Scottria alluded to, all nations can come to Yah. That's if they so choose. Like Scottria alluded to, yes, he may have chosen us to be his servants, but all nations have an ample opportunity to come to Yah if they so choose. All right. Cartrell, fellow students, it has been a doozy of a show, a study session on our first go around. We always suggest to new students and ongoing students, if you're leaning to your own understanding, stop it. It's not working for you. It is not cute. It is working entirely against you. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Let the Most High footstep be your pathway. Let the Most High footstep be your pathway. And also, we suggest, you have to have the right kind of heart and right kind of spirit. What would that spirit look like? A contrite and humble spirit. And also, that heart would look like one that loved the Most High with all that heart, mind, soul, and strength. And your brothers and sisters, which is your brothers and not your physical brothers and sisters, although they may be, any Hebrew Israelite is yourself, or anyone that subscribes to the Most High as yourself, and that thirst after righteousness, as we are doing. This is a product of being thirsting after righteousness, which is what we're doing. We're going right back over and over again, as we should, as you should, because therein lies the antidote. Therein lies your solution. We love you. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, fellow students. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Mm-hmm.